love somebody right now and just give them love for Christmas. It'll last the whole year. I like that. Thank you. Thank you so much. So I have a story for you to this morning. And it's called Create a Masterpiece. I like to say create a miracle. And a mother took her young son to the concert of the very famous Polish pianist, Paderewski, and to try and heighten her son's interest in playing and taking piano lessons. And after they were seated, the mother spotted a friend in the audience, and so she walked down the aisle to greet her friend, and seizing the opportunity to investigate the wonders of this beautiful concert hall, the little boy rose and continually made his way through the concert hall until he reached a door that said, "No admittance." Well, of course, he went in. And when the house lights dimmed and the concert was about to begin, the mother returned to her seat to see and to discover that her son was missing. Suddenly, the curtains parted and the spotlight focused on the impressive Steinway on stage. And in the mother's horror, she saw her little boy sitting at the keyboard, immediately plunking out, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star." Can you imagine? Yes, I can too. At that moment, the great piano master made his entrance and quickly moved to the piano and whispered to the little boy's ears, "Don't quit, keep playing." Then, leaning over, Paderewski began filling in the bass part with his left hand. Soon, the right arm reached around the other side of the child, and Paderewski, I'm really ruining his name, but you know who he is, added a returning oblongato. Together, the old master and the young novice transformed a potentially embarrassing situation into a wonderfully creative experience. And the audience was mesmerized. Often, when things go wrong, we want to point out how bad it is. And let's begin this day by looking for the miracle, by looking for the greatness of the experience. And so today I'm talking about Science of Mind and Hanukkah. And this month, we are experiencing five main holidays, and they are all about the light. They are all about enlightenment and renewal, the Christ awakening, solstice, the return of the light, and Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Hanukkah is a Jewish tradition remembered with the lighting of the menorah. We have a menorah on the piano. And the menorah in the temple for 8 days kept burning because the oil that was only enough for one day lasted for 8. And so the Jewish tradition is the overcoming, in lighting the candles, they celebrate the overcoming of the past issues and celebrating good times returning to our world. Hanukkah reminds each one of us to bring light back into our personal world, to light the candle of truth within our own hearts and the world around us. And how much we of different faiths have in common at this time when we learn more about the different traditions, we celebrate together the returning of the light at this time of the year. Ernest Holmes, our founder, says, "Everything that lives proclaims the glory of God. There is one spirit in which we all live, one mind by which we think, one body we are a part of, one light that lighteth every man's pathway." There's only one. And we get in this world to experience it in so many different ways. And we're reminded that oneness exists throughout this planet. There's only one thing going on, one at the same time. And that is the goodness and the greatness of God in us as us. So I think the value of this month's celebration is here to awaken within each one of us a greater understanding of the value of our faith, a greater understanding of the value of our trust, that there is a greater truth yet to be discovered, living within each and every one of us in a deeper, greater way than we ever thought possible. So I'm going to invite us today to remember who we each are. We are each a magnet to receive and to attract the blessings of this time. We are each a magnet for miracles to allow to take place in our lives. And as we are reminded of the awakening of the light in our solar system with the solstice, we are reminded, so too am I. So too am I awakening. So breathe into that. So too am I awakening the light within me. Especially now, as you see all the colorful lights and the candles, remember that that same truth is true for you. The spirit of life showing greater within each and every one of us, with blessings abounding as we open ourselves to receive. So too am I awakening. Breathe into that. So too am I awakening. So whatever you might be struggling with or wish to release, or maybe you have an old belief that's just gnawing at you, anybody? Don't have to raise your hand. This to me is a great time to allow the light within each one of us to awaken in a greater way. Because see, I believe these celebrations open us up for a healing to take place within, to trust that God has a way for whatever's taking place. So let's just stop in a moment. Whatever it is you might be struggling with, God has a way. Can you just hold that for a minute? Okay. I have a prayer partner, and I've had a prayer partner for years, the same person, and she's not only a friend, but she's also a practitioner. And we talk every week, and we've talked every week for years. And we've held each other accountable in and with our prayers, and accountable to stay on the course of how we want to have our life show up. And so we support each other in that. We've been doing it for years. I also have my own practitioner, but this is a prayer partner, which is totally different than a practitioner. And so a couple of weeks ago, when I talked to her, she said, "I have had a miracle." Now, this person never says that. And this time she said, "I've had a miracle." And I said, "Well, what took place?" And she said, "You know, all of a sudden, I started repeating over and over again, my Father God knows what I need." Now, if you're going to write anything down, write this down, please. My Father God knows what I need. And she said, "And then I remembered I also had to relax. My Father God knows what I need." And she said, I could just relax, because you see, her business slows down quite a amount in December. And so she was seeing no funds. She was seeing no money. And so what was happening was she, like everybody else maybe, would get anxious about it. But the key, she said, was when I kept saying, relax, give it up to God. My Father God knows what I need. And she kept repeating it all week, and she went about her business, and she all of a sudden said, well, I think I'm going to stop by the house and just relax for a while. And every time she started to get worried, she'd say, my Father God knows what I need. And all of a sudden, she got a phone call from an old client who wanted to make a purchase, but he wanted to do a quick claim deed. And she said, you know, that's not really going to work. And she said, meet me at my office. And so the two people who were wanting to go in, exchange property came to her office. And within 4 hours, she wrote up an agreement for them. And she received a check for $4,500 for that. Unexpected. My Father God knows what I need. And then in the process of that, the other man who she knew, did not know, kept asking her questions and asking her questions, and she'd answer it. And he'd say, you know, I like so much how you dealt with me. I'm going to use you as my realtor. My Father God knows what I need. Take a breath in that. She said it was an absolute miracle, and she said it really works. And I have to tell you, I've been trying it, and it really works. If you have something, because right now, that light, that door is open for us to receive the light, to know that there's a greater truth. We can blend into all of these different faith beliefs and use them for our greater good, because it's all God. Father God knows what you need. Relax. Let go. Take in what Sylvia sung about. Let the love in. Let yourself be loved. See, it's really easy. We just sometimes make it difficult. We don't have to live upset or worried. It's not what life is meant to be. Worry, upset, anger, unforgiveness closes doors. It shuts love out. It shuts what Sylvia sang about. God has a way, especially when we see that there seems to be no way. Relax. Relax into a greater truth of this season. Because you see, I believe that this is preparing us for a whole new year of miracles. If we claim it. If we accept it, relax into this greater truth, into the light that lives within you. Daily, daily we ask, we are asked to honor the presence of God within. Whatever you've got that you're struggling with, give it to God and relax. Ah, it's done. I believe this time is calling us each to transform, to open to a greater connection of our own personal divine nature. Because I don't know about you, but we get really busy with life and we forget that God is what we are. I am God is. Everybody breathe into that. Because you see, I'm here to inform you that there is a gift waiting for each one of us. Will you receive it? Will you open to it today? Thank you, Peter. Thank you. Nice to have you back. Nobody else answered while you were gone? No names. It's all good. It's all God. You see, Spirit is desiring to express in and through and as each one of us. And I believe that that's what this season tells us. That's what all the lights are, all the celebration. And we allow this holiday season to give you that gift of freedom. Claim it this morning. Claim it today. You're the gift of personal freedom waits for you. Open. Open. Learn how you can experience your divine nature, excuse me, every day of the year. Yes? Yeah. Thank you, Peter. They're following you. Good. This is who we each are. Let the lights of this season remind you of that. If you're comfortable, I'm going to invite you to just gently close your eyes and listen and take in what I have to say, and then I'll close with prayer. My Father God knows what I need. Breathe and relax into the miracle that waits for you. My Father God knows what I need. Relax into the light of this season. Relax into the Christ within. I know, I trust, even if I don't see a way, the way will show up. Breathe. God has a way. Let's inside of us repeat that. God has a way. Spirit's way is perfect. The light will lead me wherever I go. This year, let's be the boss of our own thinking. This year, I will be the boss of my own thinking. And anything other than love, I release. I let it go. And I relax. And together, we keep our eyes single on this time of awakening into the light. Awakening within and all around us. Know that you are blessed and you are a blessing. And so let's just take that blessing that we are into prayer, knowing that there is only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence. By whatever name I call this, God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved. There's only one life, and that life is uniquely and divinely expressing in and through and as all that I am and all that you are, unique in expression. The spirit of life within each and every one of us, that light of truth in this season of love, of joy, and of celebration. And where there is a need for a healing, I call forth that miracle-working power of God to awaken greater within each and every one of us and to remember that with God, all things are possible. And so we just rest and relax into the possibilities. My Father God knows exactly what we each and every one of us need and desire in our lives. And we relax, we let go, and we let God. And so I just release this, my word, into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of it, and we're proud of it. We let it shine. And if you're in agreement, just join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.
Sometimes I get so lost in a song. I get so emotional about it. This next song is called The Joy of Christmas. It was written by my friend, a wonderful singer-songwriter in Nashville. And the music that you're hearing this morning are my musicians from Nashville. They have been with me for the past, I don't know, number of years. In particular, Tim Hayton, who's been, I've been working with him since 1999. And these musicians have worked with me on my studio albums, and they're just the best in the business. So I'm very, very blessed to know them and to work with them. And so when I search for songs for my albums, I always look for